Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind of a Musician. This is Nathan, I am your host. Today I've got a couple updates and I have an interview with a band. I had a bunch of interviews in the vault that I took last summer and I've slowly been trickling them out. I wish I'd gotten them all out a little bit sooner, but better late than never, right? First, some updates because it's been a couple months since I released a podcast. Obviously, we've been going through COVID-19 and the stay-home order, and that was all really weird, and all the venues have been shut down and stuff. I knew several musicians in town that a big chunk of their income came from performing live, and I know this is a really hard time for them, so I'm glad to see things starting to open back up. I hope everybody made it through that all right. But if you noticed, I took a little break, and I haven't been reviewing local music as often lately. My whole goal with this podcast was to help local bands reach a new audience. And while I was able to make a little following for my podcast, and I was really happy about that, problem with it was it didn't seem like I was helping the bands find new fans. If you think about it, who's going to listen to reviews of local music? Well, it's probably people who already listen to local music. And that's exactly what was happening. But my real goal is to help more people in the city become fans of the local music scene, like people who have never heard of some of these awesome bands. Because really, the music scene is so much smaller than it could be. The quality here is unbelievable. So I've kind of shifted gears and I've been putting together a big project that I hope to announce sometime soon. I had to delay it a little bit because of COVID. I just couldn't do the legwork and it's going to require some fundraising from venues. And it just seems kind of like a bad time to be fundraising from venues because they're hurting right now. They've been closed for like 8 weeks. But it requires a little bit of training on my part, so I'm taking some classes and just trying to develop the skills to actually pull off this project. It's basically a big marketing project for the local music scene. So if I can get everything together, maybe later this year I'll have a new project to announce. But for now, I just wanted to let you know, if you don't see local music reviews coming out anymore, I'm not dead, and I'm still doing local music stuff. I still book for Agostino Brewing, and I'm probably going to be out there trying to live stream some of the bands here soon as things reopen. But I think I found a better way I can help the music scene, and it's just a good time to shift gears and end season one of my podcast. I might come back sometime and do some more reviews in the future, like maybe after I do my other project. But I think it would be really cool to sit down with a bunch of people and do like roundtable reviews. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So maybe I'll do some more reviews again someday. As I get closer to launching my project, I'll put some updates out on this podcast. But enough with the business. Let's get on to the interview. So about a year ago, I played at the 25th anniversary AIDS walk at Wave. And while I was there, I took my little handy dandy portable Tascam recorder and I took some interviews with a bunch of people. And Uche was one of the bands that played there. This guy is highly energetic. I recognized his drummer because he's one of the bartenders at the Hopping Gnome, which is a really good local brewery. But Uche's band, they sounded kind of like a classic funk rock combo or something, and they sprinkled in some covers and stuff. They were very professional. If you get a chance to see them around town, it'll be a very fun, upbeat, energetic show. So I highly recommend them. Let's take a listen to this interview with Uche from July 2019.
All right, I'm here with Uche and the Crash.
Uche
and the Crash. All right, so they just played and they had a pretty awesome set. It's kind of a blues, funk, rock type of thing. How would you describe it?
Old-fashioned rock and roll.
Old-fashioned rock and roll. Yeah. You guys played Superstition, some Beatles.
See, the cover songs, all the, so we did mostly originals, and then, yeah, we did Use Me, Old Bill Withers tune, Superstition by Stevie, and then closed with Beatles.
Cool. But you said you have an album coming out, right?
Yeah, we have, been working on it for, since Jesus was a child, it'll be the fourth album, and hopefully done in August, and we'll put it out in September.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there's a train going in the background, if you haven't noticed, because we're in the back at Wave, and it's,
all right, who's
it's totally, you know, Wichita now.
Right.
All right, so what'd you say your name is again?
My name's Mark Danner.
Mark, okay.
And I played guitar with Uche now for just a little over a year.
Okay, a little over a year.
Yeah, so I've known him forever, it seems like. He's been involved in almost every phase of the music scene in Wichita for as long as I can remember. And I'll just talk about Uche for a little bit. You know, he's one of those few singer-songwriters, you know, that really produces a lot of material. And he said he's got his fourth album coming out, but I think there's probably a good 8 albums worth of material that he's gotten. And he plays a lot as a solo artist, but in his soul, he's a rocker. I mean, you know, just an unabashed rocker.
I could tell.
And so we just try to, you know, we try to strip everything away that isn't, you know, that holds him back and lets him rock out. And
we were mixing the new record at one point. I told my the producer, he sends me a mix, and I said, "Well, can we turn the guitar solo up a little louder?" He said, "Because it's not a guitar solo unless it's ripping paint off the walls." And I said, "You know, my inner child is a 13-year-old, and all he listens to is AC/DC. So yeah,
yes.
I want the guitar solos to be loud."
So. Yeah, and I could tell. Like one of the cool things about your set live is you were doing some pretty cool dancing.
Much to the band's chagrin.
Really? They don't like that?
Well, my thing is always, whenever you see, I don't understand artists where they just stand there. I mean, we all grew up watching the same stuff, and we all grew up watching Freddie Mercury, watching Robert Plant, watching James Brown, watching Prince, and you just, those dynamic performances, and art is all about, all art really is emulation.
Right.
You know,
right.
I gather all of these different things and I spit it back out my way. You know, so in that way, I just like to give the best performance possible.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So when you see somebody just standing there to an awesome rock set, like, do you not feel this music in your soul?
Exactly. Shoegazing. Come on.
Well, yeah. So having said that, in my defense, you know, I've got a lot working over there, and those strings are really thick and they're really hard to bend. But if you do see me moving a whole lot, it's probably some kind of medical episode. So just, you know, think about that in the future. Yeah.
So I have to beware if something happens.
Yeah.
You start falling.
Yeah.
Over.
See, right, me, right, right. See me really getting into it to just dial 911.
I did see you while you were playing a solo. You kind of like dropped. A little lower at one point.
Yeah, yeah. I've been trying to work on my moves, you know, and I equated it to Uche the other day of Bambi taking its first steps. You know, kind of. It's not pretty, but I try. Yeah.
So that was actually like a move and not
that
like
was.
A backspace.
But well, I'd have to go back to the tape. Yeah. But it could have been. Yeah,
it very easily could have been a backspace.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I really enjoyed your set.
Well, thank you.
You were shredding it there too.
Oh, well, thanks.
And
yeah.
that's where you got the job for all that tone, you know, and all that gear over there.
So your guitar of choice, is it the Paul Reed Smith or is it the DC Special?
Well, you know your guitar is good. I've got the DGT, the PRS DGT is just kind of a classic. It's the go-to, you know. It's like, yeah, it's like a pacifier. It's like, you know, you feel comfortable with it. But I've been trying to work in the Collins DC double cut.
Because,
you know, I think there's nothing more rock and roll than a slab of mahogany with one pickup on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the epitome of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're all at.
The best guitars are a slab of mahogany.
Mahogany with pickups screwed on. Yeah, exactly.
And out of deference, I'm not playing my Gibson, you know, so his guitars can shine.
What do you have?
I just have the Epiphone, that Dot.
Yeah, it's like a 335.
It's like
dot.
A 335 dot, right? And but I do have a Les Paul, but it you know, it just doesn't blend as well as the dot. Unfortunately, I mean, I love a Les Paul.
Oh yeah,
I'm romanced by it. But for for what we're doing, I think the dot works a little better.
Well, yeah, I mean. You know, Uche has played as a solo artist for so long. I mean, he's used to playing like, you know, a big rhythm, you know.
Right.
Right.
So he really, you know, he's really pulling that acoustic guitar chops over to the electric guitar. And, And, you know, it's almost like the Keith Richards thing. Everybody's playing off of him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm playing with 13s. On an electric guitar.
Jeez, man. Well, I play
acoustic for so long. Every time, every once in a while, he'll show up with a guitar. I'm like, wow, that is so pretty. Can I remember where he's Telecasters? Can I play a Telecaster? And there I am just bending everything out of tune. Here's Telecaster back.
I have trouble with Strats and stuff because I'll bend it out of tune.
I'll bend it out of tune, yeah. So I stick to those. Throw 13s on the Gibson, throw 13s on the Dodd, and I'm playing is rhythm. Nobody's coming here for my guitar playing, you know, so.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's really, really percussive. It's really, I mean, it's almost, you know, hard to find things to add in because he's covering it pretty good. I mean,
right.
Because he's so used to playing it. But, I mean, it's kind of an intoxicating rhythm, really, what he does. And the rest of the band just picks up on it.
Yeah.
Because even when I'm just playing acoustically, I always want songs to move. I mean, I want I want there to be rhythm. I want there to be something that moves to, because there's nothing worse than, you know, watching a songwriter and it's just, you know, dirge after dirge after dirge. Mm-hmm. And even if my songs aren't happy, many of them aren't. at least you're snapping your fingers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I understand that, because when I'm playing acoustic, like, if there's no drummer, I mean, I feel like I'm primarily a rocker built for a band.
Right.
So if I have to play acoustic, then I have to make that acoustic be percussive as if there's a drummer with
you. As if there's a drummer with you.
Yeah.
Always. And that's where all this really kind of grew out of, you know. We've been doing this for a long time with different versions of the band, but and no difference to the other guys, but this version seems to work the best right now, you know. So we're hopefully, after we put this record up, most of the band was not on this last record, because that's how long it's been taking for me to mix and get motivated to do.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, the business side, there is no longer a working business model.
Right. Right.
You know, so we do music because we have to, and that's where the business will always have it over the artists, because we have to create. We have to be in bands. We have to, you know, sit there and play and spend a lot of money on gear.
Yes, guitar after guitar. That's my problem.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, hopefully we're back in the studio. If not by the end of the year, first of the year, I got more songs.
Okay.
You know,
cool.
And we just need to keep going.
Albums 5, 6, 7, and 8, right?
Albums 5, 6, 7, and 8. At least.
Awesome.
Maybe a live record.
Yeah, a live record. Yeah.
Very cool.
Anyway.
That'd be fun. Yeah, and I have to mention on the podcast that it was really weird. I'm sitting out there, I see this band setting up. My relatives is in your band. I'm like, what the heck? That's Eric up there.
Yeah.
So that's my aunt's brother-in-law playing keyboard with you guys. And
oh, it's just a very, cool. It's a small town. You
I'm
know,
gonna have to harass him now for not telling me that he had a band. I had no idea.
I think he's fanatic.
He's a great keyboardist, and he plays in worship bands too.
Yeah.
And so he does that kind of, you know, interlude music, like you do in churches.
Yeah, he did that in between.
Yeah, right, so yes. I turned to him the other day and I said, you know, is it collection time?
Yeah. You know? Here comes another train.
Well, yeah, he and has more music knowledge than the rest of us.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There was, when we were doing the one song and he's lining things out and we're just, and really just kind of talking over our heads.
What are these terms he's spewing out?
He was doing something the other day. He was talking some, you know, musical stuff. We're all, you know, glazed over. I think finally he goes, get quiet, then get loud. Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, he says something and then has to translate it to you.
Yeah, you know, don't give me this allegro, pizzicato stuff, you know.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Greg's looking at Mark, and we're like, well, you know, anyway. And the drummer doesn't know anything anyway, so.
So you guys go off feel more than the theory.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's all about feel. It's all about feel because I really like Rush.
Yeah.
I think they're a great band. But it still sounds like math majors making music.
Yes.
It's just. I mean,
math rock.
I can't do what Geddy Lee does. I mean, I can't play bass keys and hold a bass and keyboards and remember lyrics. It's up above me. But it was very precise.
Uh-huh.
And I nothing against that. And if that's your deal, that's your deal. But for me, I just like slop. I just like it to be just a little sloppier, you know?
Yeah.
So,
a little loose.
Yeah, a little loose. You know, more Springsteen than Pink Floyd, you know?
Yeah. We did have a very casual way of relating to the crowd, and it made it fun. Like, this is a party, loosen up.
Well yeah, but that's just out of necessity. Yeah. Yeah. You see how they turned on me when I swore? Wow.
It's a fragile relationship with the crowd, you know?
Well, the band did. I think I said a swear word, and the three of them go, whoa, whoa.
Well, you know, we're used to playing in clubs in the middle of the night where you can get away with a lot.
Yeah.
Middle of the day.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We have expectations.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be a family event or something.
Maybe so. Suddenly I was a Marine.
I saw that happen at the Everclear concert. Like, he was talking, the singer, right. And he'd like slip and he'd be like, oh, man, there's kids here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just kept doing that.
Anyway.
Well, thank you guys.
No, thank you.
Guys, appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and tell me about my own relatives' hobbies. Well, thank you very much.
You were welcome.
Oh, one more thing. Yeah. Where can they find your music?
It's on Spotify, on Amazon, on iTunes, and
you got a Facebook
website. And Facebook page, right. And a website.
Okay.
And a website.
It's Uche and the Crash.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. That was Uche and the Crash. Hope you enjoyed that interview. You can find them on the streaming services. They've got some original music on there. On their website, some of the bands that they name as influences are Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Wallflowers, and John Mellencamp, Bruce Springsteen, Bob Seger, Foreigner. Their sound is kind of along those lines with a little bit more soul, a little bit more kick to it. So if you get a chance to watch them live, I believe they're playing at Brickyard this September, according to one of their pages online. And Yaya's Euro Bistro in August. So, provided everything opens up again, you can catch them around town this fall. So, thanks to Uche for sitting down and doing that interview with me. I'll try to get another interview out next month. I've still got a bunch in the bag. I've got Skeptics and some other bands. When I get a little further on my new project, I'll give you some updates on here. So, thank you so much for listening. All right, everybody, stay safe, take care, and we will catch you next time.